Good job, everyone. We are going to now move down to Division of Parks and Recreation. We also have an action item to take up there. Six, or did I miss? Oh, I missed one. I apologize. Sorry about that, Director Fishman. we'll take up 15, license sales update in deer season drama and results.
I always know by the look you give them.
There was no look, Madam Chair. That's not permanent. I'll just promise to go fast so Director Van Meteren can get up here. How's that? No, just thank you, Madam Chair and Commissioners. Tom Kirsch, Director of Wildlife Division. Just a couple of moments and a couple of key highlights to talk about from the licensing report from the Division of Wildlife. Honestly, folks, not a lot of change overall from last month's report. The license sales still remain doing very, very well. And in particular, fishing license sales have been fantastic all season long, all year long. They do start to slow down this time of the year because a lot of the bulk of our anglers have already obtained their licenses, although we'll still see some more this fall. As some of the upland game hunters from, in particular, non-residents come to South Dakota, they might pick up some fishing licenses as well. So we'll watch that closely. But quickly, the first page there talks about combination licenses. Again, when you look at the two combination licenses that we have, again, ahead of last year, so those continue to do very well and going strong into the year. The back of the first page is habitat stamp, again, falling right in course what it has the last 3 years as well. So fully anticipate based on license sales that at the end of our license year will be pretty much on pace of what it has been the last couple of years. Going into the third page, the small game licenses, again, not a lot of activity happens during the summer. Now we're getting closer to that time frame. We're going to start seeing more changes in small game for both resident and non-resident. As we get closer to the fall, again, you know, our small game hunting seasons begin in September with September 1 with dove hunting, and then we get into grouse hunting. So we're just a couple of months away when we're going to start seeing more changes in the small game license sales, again, for both resident and non-resident. On the non-resident side, obviously, the private shooting preserves can begin September 1 as well as their season. So we'll start seeing changes in those licenses as well. But until then, don't expect a lot of change or activity for the next month or so. The back of that second page are the fishing licenses, which I already referenced. When we look at where we're at for the year 2025, things are still going very strong. We've been talking with you as commissioners as went on the tour this morning, looking at Lewis and Clark and just talking here in breaks and stuff, how good fishing has been all across the state of South Dakota, from western South Dakota and the Black Hills to the Missouri River system to the northeast and south. Yeah, we couldn't have asked for a better fishing season so far, and don't see any slipping as we're moving forward here as well. So again, probably not a lot of changes in the fishing licenses just because of the fact a lot of people have already obtained their fishing licenses, but we'll continue to watch that. But the key is it's been very strong and doing really well. And then the last page, the front and back, has some big game license statistics. I'm not going to go through all the individual line items there, but obviously the first draw of the combined deer draw, East River, West River, Refuge, Muzzleloader, and Black Hills has been completed. I think there's a couple of key points that I just want to share with you. When you do look at some of the graphs and you look at applications submitted, you're going to see fewer licenses or fewer applications. In particular, if you look at the East River deer season and even West River deer season a little bit, some of that is going to be attributed to the actions that we brought forward to you and that you took, where we reduced the number of licenses for this year to try to respond and react to lower deer numbers in some locations because of EHD and other things. So that is going to play into some of that, as well as the number of licenses issued. So just wanted to bring that up again as a reminder to you. But what I did want to share just briefly is a little bit of the story of the combined deer draw. Went extremely well this year, went very fast. When we looked at it, the application day that was June 17th is when applications were closed. And by June 20th, we had completed the last draw of those five seasons of the combined deer draw. So things went very smooth. People were actually responding to us saying, wow, that went really fast. Glad to see, you know, the turnaround, that whether I was successful or unsuccessful, it was just nice to see that turnaround. So the draw itself went very well. Right now, looking into the second round of deer licenses, on the two big seasons, East River Deer, we have about 1,800 licenses, or excuse me, 1,500 licenses, and West River about 2,800 licenses still to issue as we move forward into the next rounds. For the East River and West River second draw, they're open now, and that will close on July 17th. So we just want to again remind folks that you can submit your applications, and that will close here coming up on the 17th. Another significant application period and draw coming up will be Prairie Antelope, July 15th that opens, and that will close on August 13th. So that is coming up as well for those interested in antelope. And then for bison out there in Custer State Park, again, July 16th it opens, August 6th it will close. So just as a reminder to folks that have an interest in some of those seasons, application periods and those closing dates. So again, the combined deer draw went very well. Hopefully some of the steps and measures that we all took collectively here from a management perspective are going to pay their dividends, and we'll be able to help bolster those deer numbers. We have a lot of good habitat out there. We've seen a lot of fawns, a lot of reports of fawns all across the state. So I think production looks good there as well. And we'll just continue to watch things as we move forward. So Madam Chair and Commissioner, that's just a quick license report. Things look very well. As we're sitting here, we can hear it rain again. And for some of us in the central part of the state, we'd love to lasso it and haul it back with us to the pier area, but I don't know how effective we will be at doing that. But Madam Chair, I'll turn it over to you for any questions that you may have.
Questions for Director Cushman. Commissioner Beast.
Commissioner Beast, about 2 years ago when we switched over, you can apply for your two buck tags. And that, we did that study where that increased. We got more people in the field by doing that. Now that we're lessening the amount of tags out there, are we looking at maybe doing that with more this season, combining that into the two buck tags so we can still get more people in the field since we have less tags?
Yeah, through the chair, it's a good question. We're going to have to evaluate how that changes, and we'll be able to go in and dissect all that information. I mean, certainly with fewer licenses, that's going to result in probably fewer people obtaining their desired license. Now, what that might also mean is folks that really want to deer hunt may have to look in some other areas where there might be a license available as well. So that's something we're going to have to look at very, very closely as we do move forward here. Hopefully, we'll be able to increase licenses, those license numbers again soon, and that will help address some of that concern or issue as well.
Okay, thanks.
Director Kirschman, have we had much feedback or comments from folks regarding the East River deer applications, knowing that we made some changes and, you know, those numbers? Has the department heard from many folks?
Madam Chair, I can't say that I have heard anything directly. I know in visiting with a few staff, they certainly hear a few comments here and there, that the desire to get a deer license. The conversations that I have heard about, where they talk about, again, the reasons why we reduced the number of licenses in particular areas down here in the Southeast is where we really had focused our conversations. The vast majority of people completely understand that. There's still the desire to get a deer license, though, right? I mean, that's something that people really enjoy. It's something that folks like to take advantage of. It's a wonderful hunting opportunity. So while I think for the most part, there might still be a level of shucks, I wish I'd have got a deer license, but there's also the understanding of the reasons why licenses were reduced.
Very
and again, hopefully we'll see the benefits of doing those and taking those actions.
Very good. Questions, additional questions, comments? Seeing none, we appreciate the update.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.